From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how something you may be eating today plays a role in politics and the economy, as well as your health and diet. First, though, President Bush has served up a Thanksgiving surprise, an unannounced visit to American troops in Baghdad. Joining us now to talk about this is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
So, quite a surprise, huh? Didn't we hear this morning that the president would be spending Thanksgiving at his ranch in Crawford, Texas?
You may have heard that from me on the air, in fact.
I think you reported that, yeah.
I did, and I guess I'm here to correct myself. Seems there was a change of plans. Really, it was a classic misdirection play on the part of the White House. Yesterday, we got the readout from the deputy press secretary, Clara Buchan, down in Crawford with the president, and she laid out the entire Thanksgiving day for us.
And it didn't include a quick flight to Iraq, but
there
he is.
The president's parents would be there. We found out the president's daughters would be there. We found out that he was going to have free-range turkey and that they were going to have pecan pie made from pecans harvested at the president's own ranch. So a great deal of detail. Again, they really, really felt that they needed to keep this absolutely secret for security reasons.
Well, so, it's dangerous to fly into Baghdad.
It is absolutely dangerous to fly into Baghdad. Helicopters have been shot down, and just last week that DHL plane took a hit and had to make a kind of a flaming winged landing on the tarmac there at Baghdad International Airport, which is the same airport that President Bush flew into there. Secretly, they had all the lights off on Air Force One. They had all of the window shades down, all the windows blacked out. It was the regular big plane that the president flies on. But again, there was absolutely nothing to give anyone anywhere in and around Baghdad or in Iraq any indication that Air Force One was on its way there and was going to make a landing.
So he touched down. He was there for a couple of hours. What did he do?
He had dinner with the troops, basically, and he was there just long enough to do a meet and greet. He stayed right at the airport there, didn't leave the perimeter of the airport for security reasons. Had a turkey dinner, had a few words with the troops, told them that they're defending the American people from danger and that the U.S. people are very grateful to them. And it probably seemed like as soon as he got there, you know, hate to eat and run, but he was off on the plane flying back home for what's about a 12-hour flight. And only when he was airborne on the way home did word get out publicly that he had even been there.
He did take along a couple of reporters. Everyone was sworn to secrecy until they got away from Iraq, which they have now done. So quite a trip.
Indeed. And they were told on the way there that if word of this leaked out, even en route, that the plane would do a U-turn and go back home. It's been a dangerous place, obviously, but Tony Blair made a visit to Iraq not long after the major combat ended. This is seen as a big morale booster for the troops. It sends a message. The president is trying to send a message that the place perhaps isn't that bad, but frankly, it also has a political aspect. You can imagine they must have gotten great pictures there, and now he'll be talking
in
all
of
his speech.
Thank you, Don. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.